division in the West over weapons for Ukraine. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. As Ukraine pleads for more military assistance for its fight against Russia, Western leaders remain divided. Defense officials met yesterday in Germany but couldn't resolve differences on whether to provide advanced battle tanks.
To the Germans, send tanks to the Ukraine because they need the tanks. It is in your interest that Putin loses in Ukraine.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham was in Kyiv yesterday meeting with Ukraine's president. Another American has died fighting in Ukraine. Daniel Swift, a former Navy SEAL who went AWOL in 2019, was wounded in Dnipro and later died. December was another record-breaking month at our southern border. Officials say migrant encounters exceeded 251,000. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer is looking forward to hearings next month.
Republicans are going to lead the charge. We're going to do everything we can to try to use every tool in our toolbox to try to get that border secure.
Yesterday, President Biden said Republicans are using the immigration issue to score political points. Frustration for House Republicans investigating the discovery of classified documents at the president's Wilmington home and at an office. The Justice Department has signaled it likely won't share information about ongoing investigations.
I think the American people already understand there's not an even-handed application of the law. This is our whole concern with the Justice Department. And as I've said many times, we've had now over 24 whistleblowers come talk to us about a number of issues at the Justice Department that show a double standard.
Congressman Jim Jordan is chairman of the Judiciary Committee. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Mayors from across the country gathered in Washington this week as they collectively tackle what one mayor referred to as the potholes of America, issues like inflation, immigration, and crime. Yesterday, they met with President Biden at the White House.
You affect people's quality of life more than any other group of people in the world. And mayors know the measure of success isn't how many partisan points you score. It's how many problems you fix.
One big problem touching every corner of the country is the fentanyl epidemic.
As mayors, you have witnessed firsthand the devastation wrought by fentanyl poisonings and overdoses. You have seen the lives lost.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is doing all it can to disrupt drug cartels. Two men in Florida could be held accountable for a fentanyl overdose.
23-year-old Brandon Jones and 32-year-old Joffrin Padilla III are in custody in Polk County, Florida, and could be tried for murder resulting from a drug deal. The man who bought the drugs died after using them, as the drugs were laced with fentanyl.
We're coming after you to do a minimum mandatory 25 years.
Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd, he adds illicit fentanyl is coming from Mexico in record quantities due to poor border enforcement. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
One of the longest-standing mask mandates in the U.S. has been rescinded. The Navajo Nation has relaxed the COVID-19 rule at businesses, government offices, and tourist destinations. Masks still have to be worn, though, at schools, nursing homes, and healthcare facilities. The Navajo Nation's reservation extends into New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.